It's Wednesday, so Bill Connolly puts out his SP Plus power metrics for the weekend. He has Nebraska, according to his computer, beating Purdue 30-22, which the line currently at 7.5 for Nebraska. A lot of people are still trying to figure out how it is 7.5. Well, according to Bill Connolly, Nebraska will cover and win the game 30-22. Weather is supposed to be much better than it is right now here in Omaha for the game on Saturday, which is a kickoff of 2:30. Welcome back into the Gary Sharp Show. Robin Washett will join us coming up at the top of the hour. Scott Chanley in the mailbag at noon. Last night on the radio show, Trev Alberts making his monthly appearance. Some people didn't realize that Trev used to work at a school that didn't have football, and you didn't have to worry about a football Saturday in the fall when he announced that he will not be at the game because his son is getting married. Good for those people that responded to the reporter's tweets about Trev and the nuptials in his family this weekend, that you deleted your tweet, not realizing that, oh, the guy was hired in July. His son's been engaged for a while. Okay. Instead of going, who gets married in the fall in Nebraska? Thank you. Thank you. Some clarification. Good on you that you deleted your tweet.
Imagine being so mad about something so stupid.
Josh, as you know, you've been around here long enough. That's what Nebraska football will do to you. Can't believe I can't trust the athletic director. He can't get his son's wedding date right. I mean, he's having it in the middle of the football season. I don't know if he's going to fire his football coach. I don't even know what he's doing. I'm here to tell you that his son, who, you know, really, the Nebraska football schedule has no bearing because he's not here, and dad and mom were at a university that doesn't have football. Okay, so there we go. But so good for people that deleted their tweet, realizing as they were firing off tweets at reporters that they were just, yeah. But one thing Trev didn't do last night is he did not make a bold statement on the future. He's very calculated with his words. I always say he has a plan. He doesn't make a move without having a subsequent plan, unless he's pressed into it and all of a sudden you are told you have to do something, like remove a coach. You are told by somebody else and it's out of your control. But Trev is, like his suits, very buttoned up, and he's not going to say something that comes back at him. He is not the willy-nilly Bill Moose who loved being on the radio and would say whatever. You know, Bill didn't think ahead. Bill thought in the moment. Trev is always thinking ahead. So by making no bold statement last night is absolutely the right thing. Four games to go in 5 weeks. And Trev's message about the football program since he took over and now that he's further into it has always been the same. I think he has gotten to a point with his head coach where they both at the beginning drew their line in the sand. Okay, I'm the football coach. This is what I do. You're the athletic director. That's what you do. And they both, you know, initially stood firm. And then they both realized that they needed each other. So it's kind of like Minnie and Paul, the Minnesota Twins logo, where you have the two that are reaching across the Mississippi River to shake hands. So it's kind of like that. But as the season has unfolded and everything that's gone on into a frustrating, disappointing type of season where there have only been brief moments where Nebraska football has been fun again, is Trev's been kind of the same message. And I think he first wanted to start internally and work out, see what's going on inside, why things aren't working, who's doing what, why aren't they doing what, who's here just to collect a paycheck? Because that's something that will not sit well with the athletic director if he feels like somebody's just hanging around grabbing a paycheck. Then you're in a gots-to-go situation. So not making a bold statement publicly was the right move. And I think anything he says publicly, he has said privately to his head coach. But he's also saying, if you listen closely, he tells you everything you need to know. But you've got to listen closely, is I don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything as the athletic director. Now, eventually I might have to. But you, football coach, who I'm with you, I'm standing with you, I'm here to listen. I don't know how much I can be of a help to the program, but whatever I can do, I will do for you. But football coach, you can dictate your future. Whatever you do, how it looks, I don't have to be heavy-handed. I can just be there, and if I'm asked, I'll say the same thing. Just let you coach football. And the way it looks stands for itself. So as an athletic director, I don't need to say anything. I don't need to come out with a vote of confidence. Because how many times has somebody come out with a vote of confidence and it's like, a couple weeks later, that vote of confidence meant nothing. And a lot of people nowadays are like, that's just the athletic director talking. Well, I know he's doing things behind the scenes. Do I think Trev's completely made up his mind? No. But he didn't have to do anything. He can just sit there and he can observe playing four football games that all offer different points of things that will stress Nebraska, things that will show Nebraska's strengths. Just sit back. Just sit back. I haven't made up my mind. But here's where you get to the next part of whatever happens. Now, if Nebraska only wins one football game, that's a tough sell. That's an extremely tough sell. Because if that happens, then you're trying to sell 11-24 in the Big Ten into 2022. That's a extremely difficult sell. Imagine if you're a ticket rep and you got to call somebody up to say, okay, about your 2022 season tickets. You look at around college football and I think athletic directors are past the, last year was the free pass for COVID. Now we're having a normal season. We can get back to making some normal money. We got to have fans in the stands. This is how we're going to do it. So no bold statement. Right move, in my opinion. You don't have to say anything because you've got four data points on where Nebraska football is going. Maybe Trev's listening to me, and he's got the same, you know what, I'll know everything I need to know when they walk off the field against Iowa, which I have said for a long time, and I continue to say, and I know people are saying, have you changed your opinion? I said, wait, just wait. And the man that is in charge, he can do that. So no bold statement is the right move. But whatever moves are made to move the football program in the right direction, you have to have a plan. Now, we may not know all the internal stuff that is going on that maybe you see inside of a locker room, that a football guy who you can't fool the football guy that is running the show, he sees that says, okay, those things I heard weren't good. Now I can see they're fixed. Now we got to move on and fix the rest of the stuff. But whatever happens at the end of the year, you have to present a plan. All right, this is the plan moving forward. This is what's going to happen. This is why I see that big things are going to happen, if that's how you feel. If you think there's great things that are ready to happen, then you will be able to explain it. And I wonder, as you evaluate, when you're in Trev's role and you're evaluating your football program, and I don't believe that he wants to make a move. It would be the biggest thing that he has done. Does he think about what Nebraska would look like next year without their current quarterback? Does he look to see what Michigan did? And Michigan made some changes. Jim Harbaugh had to make some changes. Now, all of a sudden, the whole feel around Michigan football is completely different. The culture, the attitude, how they look, how they play fundamental football. Do those factor into thinking, okay, if we get those, then that will fix these? But again, just sit back. You get 4 games in 5 weeks, and you basically can dictate where this is going. I'm just the guy that sits in the power chair. All right, 10:57. Robin Washit is coming up here momentarily. Mailbag at noon. Getting your questions in the Equitable Bank inbox to jhodson@nrgmedia.com. Well, there's a couple of things that Trev said last night that I think we need to discuss. That kind of is with any decision on what happens and what Nebraska football looks in 2022, you look around college football with athletic directors making moves. Smart to make an in-season move for somebody you're not going to get until December? But there's a line that Jeremy Foley once used that I think is pretty spot on when you're making a decision about your coach. We'll discuss as we roll till 2 on a Wednesday edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.